Mark's Gospel tonight, chapter number 10. And it has been a blessing for me to be with you these few nights. And y'all got some real preachers about to invade you. And I appreciate Brother Taylor so much. And then Brother Brian McBride. We have been friends for 36 years and never had a cross word. Of course, we don't ever talk to each other, but he's a real blessing, and I've enjoyed being with you. Thank you for inviting us to come, and it is good to see the churches get together. We don't need less of this. We need more of this, and it's a blessing. I appreciate Bible Baptists coming tonight. They come one time a week or sometimes two nights a week to the camp meeting at Greer, and I love Brother Turner. He's a dear brother. And a lot of people don't know this, but I'm an honorary member of that church. I don't tithe there, but I'm an honorary I told a member, you got to don't tithe. Say amen right there. But I love these people. They're just absolutely precious. The song leader, I just love him. I'm jealous of him being so skinny. I think that's a shame and a disgrace before God. But he hugged my neck a while ago. He said, oh, man, you're preaching. I wouldn't have come tonight if I'd known it was going to be you. And thank God for real friends that just tell it like it is. And the Lord is good. Turn to somebody to your left and say, you're beautiful tonight. You really are. You're beautiful. Now turn to somebody to your right and say, you need prayer. God bless you. Oh, my. I was preaching another night in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I came in the back. And the fellow had his arm around this lady. I said, hey, buddy. I said, that's your sweetheart? He said, no, it's my wife. And she gave him one of them Baptist looks, amen? But I'm excited about the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is good, and he is worthy of our praise. Praise God for God's amazing grace. Mark's Gospel tonight, chapter number 10. And we'll begin reading tonight in verse number 46. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 10, verse number 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timoth, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard, underline that little word heard, it's going to get real big in a minute. I'm glad the Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And then he charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. And I'm telling you tonight, there are some things worth making a big deal out of. He cried the more a great deal, thou son of David. I'm about to get tickled reading my text. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 49, and Jesus stood still. You want to get his attention tonight? Cast yourself at his mercy. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise. He calleth thee. And he, casting away his garments. Say that with me together. And he, casting away his garments. Boy, say that again. And he, casting away his garments. Boy, that's good. Let's say that one more time. And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answering said unto him, what but that I should do unto thee? And the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Here it is now. Thy faith. You say, where did that blind man get any faith? The very first verse. He heard it was Jesus. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. And he did what everybody else does that gets their eyes open. And followed Jesus in the way. It has been in my heart in these days to magnify God's amazing grace. Aren't you glad tonight for God's amazing grace? It is amazing to the sight, and it is sweet to the sound. It's amazing to the sight because you ain't never seen nothing like it. And it's sweet to the sound because you ain't never heard nothing like it. And I'm glad when it comes to God's amazing grace, there are no boundaries and borders and limits to the amazing grace of God. We've been looking at the verse, the first verse of that wonderful hymn of the church. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And on Sunday night, we magnified the first part of that verse. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that did what? Saved a wretch like me. And we went to the thief on the cross, and we got a first-hand glimpse. The grace of God saves wretched sinners. And I'm glad there's not a sinner too wretched that can't be reached by God's saving grace. Last night, we emphasized the middle part of that verse. I once was lost, but now I am found. And we went to the lost and found chapter where the shepherd found the sheep and the woman found the silver and the father received the son. And there was joy in the presence of the angels of God over that sinner that was lost and he got found. The Lord willing tonight, I want us to come and deal and magnify the last part of that first verse. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And tonight, let's look at this. I was blind, but now I see. I thank God tonight for God's saving grace. I thank God tonight for His seeking grace. And I praise the Lord tonight for His seeing grace. The grace of God that opens the blinded eyes of sinners. How precious did that grace appear the hour where I first believed. And tonight for sinners that have been blinded by the God of this world, I'm glad there's hope tonight in God's amazing grace. I want to come to this text tonight and see some things about blind Bartimaeus and how the grace of God opened up his blinded eyes. Number one tonight, the first thing we see about this man, he was blind. He was blind and he couldn't see. And if you'll remember this in your Bible study, especially in the four Gospels, when you see people with physical maladies, it is more than a physical malady. It is a picture of a spiritual condition. When you see those that are plagued with leprosy, It is more than the malady of leprosy. It is a picture of a spiritual condition. A life that's tarnished and tainted by the iniquity of sin. When you see that man that is lame and he cannot walk, it is more than a malady of being crippled. It is a picture of a spiritual condition that before grace came, we could not walk till Jesus touched us by His grace. When you see that man that is dead and in the grave, and Jesus calls him by name, Lazarus, come forth. And that man that was dead comes forth, and Jesus says, loose him and let him go. There is more than the physical resurrection of a dead man. It is a picture of a spiritual condition that we were dead in trespasses and in sin. But Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Not just any kind of life, but abundant life. Not just any kind of life, but eternal life. Not any kind of life, but everlasting life. When you see that man with the withered hand, oh, we pray with our hands and we praise with our hands and we serve with our hands. But before Jesus touched us, we couldn't praise, we couldn't pray, and we couldn't serve. But now that we have received salvation through the grace of God, we can pray, we can praise, and we can serve. Those physical maladies are a picture of a spiritual condition. Well, we come tonight to this blind man. And how that is a picture of a spiritual condition outside of the grace of God. Before God saved you, you are blinded by sin. 2 Corinthians says that the God, little g God, the devil, the God of this world, hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. I've heard people say this in their testimony. Preacher, I don't know why I live like I live before I got saved. I know why you live like you live before you got saved. You are blind. I've heard people say, man, I don't know why I didn't get saved before I did. If I'd have known it had been this good, I'd have got saved before I did. The reason why you didn't get saved before you did, you were blinded and you didn't even realize that you needed to be saved. And all you got to do is watch one 30-minute newscast in our day and you'll see that this world is still blinded by the God of this world. Sin blinds the sinner. Sin blinds the sinner to the grace of God. Sin blinds the sinner to the goodness of God. Sin blinds the sinner to the wiles and the tricks and the strategies of the devil. Sin blinds a man to the fool and the mockery that sin makes out of someone when they are deceived by it. Oh, the reason why the young man tonight can't get off his drugs is because he's blinded. The reason why the young lady tonight is struggling in the cesspool of sin tonight is because she is blinded. The reason why all of us under this tabernacle tonight have lost loved ones and in need of a Savior is because they're blinded. Sin has blinded them. Sin has them in bondage and they don't know it. Sin has made them miserable and they don't know it. Sin has tore up their life and they don't know it. Death is coming and hell is moving. And they're a half a heartbeat and a half a breath from hell. But they just don't know it because the God of this world and the pleasures of this world and the sins of this world have blinded their minds. And before we get too high and mighty, we too were blinded, lost and undone without God or His Son. Half a heartbeat from hell. And some of us are close. Our heart was already black by the flame. But praise God, one day a light from a hill far away shined into our heart. And God spoke to us. And God shook us. And God called us. And God wooed us. I'm glad He opened up my blinded eyes. He was blind. And something else about this man, not only was he blind, but he was begging. Because he was blind, he couldn't work. Because he was blind, he couldn't even feed a family. Because he was blind, he could not even meet his own needs. And so this poor man, just to survive, sits by the side of the road, reaching out and lurching out and searching out just for enough to survive. You see, he has a hunger that cannot be fed. He has a thirst that cannot be quenched. He has a chasm that cannot be filled. He has a desire that cannot be made. I mean, this old boy, his whole life is ruined by his blindness. He's reaching out for happiness, but he can't find it. He's reaching out for freedom, but he can't find it. He's reaching out for satisfaction, and he can't find it. He's reaching out for a better life, but he can't find it. Every day is disappointment on top of disappointment, on top of disappointment. It seems the people that pass him by cannot meet his needs. Religious people pass him by, and they can't meet his needs. Wealthy people pass him by, and they can't meet his needs. Humanitarian people pass him by, and they can't meet his needs. Doctors pass him by, but they can't meet his needs. Lawyers pass him by, but he can't meet his needs. Even sympathetic people pass him by and can't meet his needs. He goes to bed blind one more night. He wakes up one more morning blind one more day. And his whole day is spent just trying to survive, begging for a morsel of food, begging for a drop of water, just trying to find enough to get by that very day. Boy, that's what we were before the grace of God came into our life. Honey, that was a hunger. And that was an emptiness. And that was a chasm. And that was a void. And that was a thirst. And that was a searching. There was something missing in our life. We were reaching out for happiness, and we couldn't find it. We were reaching out for freedom, and we couldn't find it. We were reaching out for acceptance, and we couldn't find it. We were reaching out for joy and peace and deliverance, but we couldn't find it. Disappointment after disappointment. Religion disappointed us, and morality disappointed us, and education disappointed us, and means and money disappointed us. And we were sitting on the edge of Jericho, the city of destruction and the city of despair, all just reaching out. But praise God, I'm glad one day somebody passed by who's got water to drink and bread to eat and light to see and life to enjoy. And he satisfied that hunger. Whoop! And he satisfied that thirst. And he gave us the freedom and life that we needed. And tonight we're satisfied in Jesus Christ. Hey, the longing has been met. The search has come to an end. There's a joy in my soul. There's a hope in my heart. Hey, I'm glad tonight. The need got met when grace came. The answer came when grace came. The doubt was settled when grace came. Praise God, I'm drinking from a fountain that'll never run dry. I'm eating at a table that God has been spread. I've got joy unspeakable and full of glory, and peace that passes all understanding, and life more abundantly, and not just a cup, and not just a full cup, but my cup has, hey, it's running over. For when grace got a hold of me, God picked me out of nothing and put me right smack dab in the middle of everything. I'm complete in Christ. I'm satisfied in Christ. I'm not an old begging sinner by the wayside. I have found peace and joy and life and hope and happiness. When Jesus passed by, I wonder if there's anybody under this tabernacle, you're glad for the day when Jesus passed by and he filled the void and he filled the longing. Hey, and he bridged the gap and the crevice that was down in our heart. And this man is blind. This man is begging. Number three in this text tonight, notice this man is beseeching. For the Bible said he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. Do you realize what a reputation went along with what he had heard? Jesus of Nazareth. You know what he heard? He heard what he had already done. He heard what he came to do. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I believe blind Bartimaeus said something like this. You know, I heard that he cleansed the leper. Faith began to burn. I heard that he touched a man with a withered hand. Faith began to burn. I heard he healed a woman that had been sick for 12 years and at the same time healed a little girl that's been alive for 12 years. Well, I heard he walked on water. I heard he straightened out crippled legs. I heard he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. Well, I even heard one day he was going into town and death was coming out of town, and death going out of town meant life coming into town, and when death going out of town meant life going into town, death lost and life won. Son, by the time we come to that text, faith is blazing like a forest fire in his old blind soul. He had heard so much about Jesus, about the power of Jesus, about the hope of Jesus, about the love of Jesus, about the mercy of Jesus, about the power of Jesus, about the miracles of Jesus. Oh, by this time, it's like a raging fire burning in his soul. And then here comes his glad hour. And he hears it was Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, it wasn't the priest again. It wasn't the Levite again. It wasn't Sir Rabbi again. It wasn't the governor. It wasn't the politician. Oh, he heard it was Jesus. Can I just stop and say, I'm glad I know who that is. The one that was coexisting with the Father before the foundation of the world. The one that was in the beginning with God and was God, and the Word was God, the one that wrapped himself in human flesh and was born in a manger, the one that astounded the doctors and lawyers at the age of 12, the one that was baptized in the muddy waters of the Jordan, and his father said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased, the one that walked the shores of the Galilee and calmed the storm and calmed the waves and cleansed the leper, fed the hungry, watered the thirsty, raised the dead, befriended the lonely, saved the lost, amen, prayed in Gethsemane, bled on that old rugged cross, cried it is finished, and early one Easter Sunday morning, up from the grave he arose, and he ascended into heaven, and he sent the Holy Ghost, and he wrote the Bible. Hey, and spoke to me and saved me and changed me. Just anybody in a passing by, a religious figure's not passing by. The figment of an imagination of a religious fairy tale is not passing by. But Emmanuel's passing by. Prince Jesus is passing by. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, Bright and Morning Star, Truth, Shield and Buckler, Refuge, Savior, the Great I Am, the Savior, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd, the Chief Shepherd, the True Vine, the Resurrection, and the Bread, and the Water, the Lamb of God, the Lord of Glory, the Great High Priest, the Potentate of God, the Dream Fulfiller, the Sin Forgiver, the Devil Defeater, the Problem Solver, the doubt settler, the wave walker, the hard calmer, the mansion builder, the cross barrier, the blood shedder, the grave robber, the devil defeater, the table spreader, the soul satisfier, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you're everything, you're all. Hey, that's who passed by, the blind man, and that's who passed by where you were, dead in sin, blinded by sin, and the grace of God came to where you were. Woo-hoo. And when he heard it was Jesus, he goes from begging to beseeching. Jesus, thou Son of David, give me what I deserve. No, have mercy on me. You know what all is involved in that little phrase, have mercy on me? I don't deserve to see, but I sure would like to. I don't deserve a better day, but I sure would like to have one. I don't deserve being on the same planet with you, but I'm glad I am. I don't deserve one millisecond of your time passing by my way. And it's now or never. And I beg you, have mercy on me. You know what he's doing? He is siding with God against himself. He is siding with God against himself. He is siding with God against himself. And he's begging for mercy. He is saying, Lord, look beyond my fault and see my need. Lord, I know I'm poor, but look beyond it and see my need. Lord, I know I'm a beggar, but look beyond it and see my need. Lord, I know I'm blind, but look beyond my blindness and see my need. Lord, look beyond what I am and see what I need. I cast myself. Oh, I'm glad on that Thursday night when the Holy Ghost revealed to me that I was a sinner. I didn't ask God for justice. I didn't ask God for equal rights. I didn't ask God for equal treatment. I said, mercy, mercy, mercy. Look beyond my fault and saw my need. And I'm glad tonight the great mercy of God reached further down than I could reach up. Thank God tonight. It's of the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed. Mercy! And there's some religionists were there. Probably a few Calvinists to the truth note about it. We have quiet church here. You're not acting very intellectual to yell like that. Shh. Be quiet. Oh, but your King James Bible said he made a great deal out of it. He made a great deal out of it. You be that blind man and yell at me, have mercy on me. I want to ask you, why don't you be quiet Why don't you just be religious? Why don't you be dignified? What's the big deal? Why are you making such a big deal out of that? That let me be the blind man and let me cry out, have mercy on me, and ask me, what's the big deal? Oh, let me tell you what the big deal is. Let me tell you what the big deal is. I'm blind and I don't have nothing, and my life ain't hardly worth living. I want to see. That's the big deal. I want to be free. That's the big deal. I want to be delivered from my condition. That's the big deal. And I've spent all my money and I'm still blind. That's the big deal. And everybody's passed me by and nobody can help me. That's the big deal. And I've even tried to help myself and I can't help myself. That's the big deal. But let me tell you the biggest deal. It's now or never. It's now or never. He's passing by. The King's passing by in excellent, majestic power. That's the big deal. And the reason why it ain't no big deal to you, you don't want to see like I want to see. And you've not realized you're lost like I'm lost. Because if you ever realize you're blind like me and lost like me, you'd make a big deal at it too. I want to tell you something, brother. It's not only, my God, I feel like preaching. Not only is it a big deal to the blind man that Jesus man's coming, it's a big deal to him too. I want to tell you something tonight. It's a big deal in the heart of God to open blinded eyes and emancipate prisoners and save sinners. Heaven makes a big deal out of sinners being saved and lies being shed. Woo! Big deal. Big deal. I had on my suit, had on my glasses, looking through my iPad on a big Delta jet the other day, and this dignified lady sat down beside me. She said, excuse me, sir. She said, are you a businessman? I said, oh, yes, ma'am. Big time. She said, are you a CEO? I said, no, but I work for the CEO directly. I said, I have a direct line in our company to the founder. And the CEO. She said, well, you look rather important. I said, I'm not, but the company really is. I said, we got a retirement benefit plan that's out of this world, sister. She said, is it real big business? I said, biggest on planet Earth. She said, I got to know what that's about. I said, it's called the soul business. I said, soul business. I'm trying to keep people from going to hell. Ma'am, I'm a preacher of the gospel. I'm a cheerleader for Jesus. I'm a water boy for the Holy Ghost. And I got a direct line to the founder and the CEO. She said, oh, you mean that religious stuff? I said, oh, no. I mean old time, blood-bought salvation. Brother, it's big business. It's big business. Saving souls is big business. Changing lives is big business. People getting out of hell and going to glory, it's a big business. Woo! And he made a big deal out of it. And he cried one more time. Lord! Boy, that'd get his attention. I said, that'd get his attention. He's the Lord. Lord! Have mercy on me. Oh, as Jesus is passing by, he stood still. I imagine God's been pretty busy today, bringing up suns and polishing stars and shining moons, blowing breezes, feeding birds, spinning the earth on his axis, giving you and I every single breath we got. And sure, God Almighty's been pretty busy today. But if you want to stop Him in His tracks, well, He'll ignore the moon and the sun and the stars and turn to the crowning of His creation. You just say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Come here, Brother Sam. I want you to sit right there. And I want you to be the blind man. I want you to hold out that hand like that and say, have mercy on me. Say, have mercy on me. Just keep saying it till I tell you to.
Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me.
Oh, Jesus is a busy man. Boy, He's walking down Jericho.
Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me.
And He stops right in His tracks and says, I need a helper. I use human instrumentality. I'm going to give you an important job. You see that man over there crying out? I want you to go over there and tell him, I'm here. I'm interested. Woo! And tell him to be of good comfort. I'm calling for him. Tell him who I am. Tell him I've seen him. I heard him. I love him. I care for him. And I'm about to do something for him that he's been wanting a long time. Nobody else could do it, but I can. I'm the Jesus man. Ooh, tell him to be of good comfort. He's about to get the best day of his life. It's about to change. You're about to step out of your world into his world. I'm talking out of bondage into liberty, out of blindness into light, out of hell into glory. Hey! 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 Do you remember when somebody came to where you were and said, hey, he knows you, he's heard you, he's calling for you, he loves you, he's interested in you. Be of good comfort. Lord, I just come to tell somebody in this tabernacle tonight, be of good comfort. He's here. Hallelujah. Be of good comfort. He's headed your way. You're on his mind. You're in his heart. Be of good comfort. Business is about to pick up. Woo! You be Jesus. I'm going to be the blind man. You be the messenger. Hey, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, sir.
Hey, sir.
Be of good comfort.
Be of good comfort.
He's here.
The Lord's here.
The Master.
The Master.
He calleth for thee.
He calleth for thee.
And if I was you, I'd do what he said.
I'd do what he says.
And the Bible said, hold my mind. Casting away his garment. Now, if you ain't shouted all night, you little Presbyterian self, here's the best chance you're going to get. Those blind men in that day would take their garment and they'd spread it on the ground and they'd kneel on it. And as they would beg for money, people would come by and they'd throw that money and he'd hear it. Tap it on his garment. And he'd reach out there and get it. But you see, from this day forward, he ain't going to need that no more. So he just gets it up and says, I don't need that no more. I know what that was like. I know what that was like. Because For the first 16 years of my life, I hid behind church membership and water baptism and a phony profession. Oh, but when grace came by, I wasn't going to need that no more. And I cast it away. Oh, some of you remember when you casted away your liquor and your dope and your premarital sex and your drugs and your hell raising and your dead religion, because my God, you wasn't going to need it anymore. I mean, I tell you tonight, cast it away, because when you met Jesus, you don't need nothing you used to have. Whoop. And he arose and came to Jesus. But he's still blind. He don't get his eyes opened over. Well, how does he get over that? Ain't that good? I'm saying he gets over there. Ooh, kind of like the eunuch said in Acts 7 when he's in that chariot. And the old man of God said, you're reading Isaiah 53. Do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And getting up in the chariot. Oh, he began at that thing, at that, I'm about to get the blind staggers, glory to God. Hey! And beginning at that same scripture, he preached unto him Jesus. Amen. Oh, God, do you remember when the old time preacher man, the Sunday school teacher, maybe in a prayer warrior, an old saint of God said, I can't save you, I can't heal you, I can't make you a new creature, but I know a man who can, who has, and who will, and who does. Hold on. And you know why we know God saves those sinners? Because he saved us. And I believe he says, we're here now. And Jesus, you be the blind man, let me be Jesus. And Jesus said, what do you need? What will you have me do unto you? And he said, that I might receive my sight. You got it. He didn't say, well, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put you on a 30-day trial in front of the presbytery. And our church has this council of men that's going to survey you for about 30 days. And if you hold on to them 30 days and endure to the end, we'll see what we can do. Oh, no. Jesus don't need a presbytery to save anybody. He don't need a council or the approval of men to save anybody. And he don't save in increments or on the installment plan. Hey! Immediately, he received his sight. He said, thy faith has made thee whole. Son, you know what you just realized? Everything that was a figment of faith has now come a blessed reality. Because you did what I said. And because you obeyed my word. What? Thy faith has made thee whole. Go thy way. You're free indeed. Enjoy your life. Your faith has made you whole. And now you be Jesus, and I be the blind man. And tell me, say, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. And Jesus starts to go. And he says, oh, I'm not going my way. I'm a following him. I'm a following him. I'll tell you what. Let me be Jesus. You be the blind man. Amen. He's following Jesus. He's following Jesus. Up the mountain, through the valley, across the way, through the desert, through the storm. Amen. He's following Jesus. He's following Jesus. I wonder if there's anybody under this tabernacle tonight. The grace of God got a hold of you. And Jesus opened your eyes. And you've decided to follow Jesus. And go with Jesus. And serve Jesus. And praise praise Jesus, because He opened up your eyes. I tell you, if you folks ain't enjoyed my preaching, you're the biggest bunch of hypocrites I've ever preached to in my life. Hallelujah! Woo! Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. Let's stand all over the tabernacle tonight, our Father. We want to thank You tonight for Your amazing grace. Lord, the only hope for blind sinners is a divine revelation of Your sovereign grace and mercy. God, we give You glory tonight. Thank You, Lord, You opened up my blinded eyes. There's people all over this tabernacle tonight, Lord, with lost friends and lost loved ones. God, we've prayed and we've talked and we've witnessed. But ultimately, Lord, You have to open their eyes. And I pray Your divine grace will penetrate the blindness of the sinner and draw many women and boys and girls to Yourself. And help us, Lord, to be a faithful witness and a faithful carrier of the good news. We love You tonight in Jesus' name. Brother Wampler, begin to sing. Maybe you want to come tonight and just say, I'm so glad He opened up my eyes. I want to follow Jesus.
Amazing grace.
I'm so glad He saved me. I want to serve Him.